We are. Nimalamet Aleph, 3A. We are about six lines down. And again, I apologize for needing to be a little bit quick with this today. But I hope it'll be clear. It's a straightforward structure, and I brought you the table here to try to make it a little bit easier. But our Mishnah, as we explained it yesterday, can be broken down fundamentally into three parts. One part in the middle. But three basic parts. One, a lechatchila statement of anyone may shecht, including someone I might have thought couldn't, he's good even lechatchila. A second part of, and here is a case which is good b'diavad. A case which is more far-fetched than the first one, and it's good b'diavad. And then a third part, what I've listed as the seifa on your table, which says, and in this case, it's good if others watch. So, one is lechatchila, two is b'diavad, and three is b'diavad if people watched him. So yesterday we presented one explanation of what we're referring to within that structure. We said it's a tamei who shechts. Okay? The basic category is, that was Rabba Bar Ulo, the table works right to left. So the first one that we offered was Rabba Bar Ulo, and he said the lechatchila case is a tamei person shechting chul in al taharas hakodesh. That was our first case. That was our lechatchila. Our b'diavad case was a tamei shechting kudshim, and afterward he tells you he didn't touch them. Okay? That was our second case. Then we threw in the Chereshot of a Katan line, that's sort of the middle one that is unique and separate from this Lechatchila B'dieved and the Father's Watch. And then the third case is the Tamei Shechting Kachim, where he was unavailable to say he didn't touch the meat. So if others were watching him, then we're okay, because others can still testify. So that's my lechatchila, b'diavad, and then others watching. And we challenged that based on the Gemara in Tzvachim, Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, which already taught me this law, so he said, well, maybe over there in Tzvachim, that was the ikur, because it was talking about kachim, or maybe here really is the ikur, right? That was our answer. That was Rabba Bar Ulo explaining the layers in our Mishnah. Abaye is going to offer us another answer, and you see on your chart, we're going to go through Abaye's version, Rava's version, Rav Ashi's version, Ravina number one, and then Ravina number two. And then after that, the Gemara is going to want to know why each one doesn't use the other's explanation of the Mishnah. And that's the last row in your table, the weakness of this approach, where we're going to talk about for each of them what the problems are, what the flaws are in the approach, and why therefore somebody needs to bring a different take. Okay, so Abaye explains the layers this way. We are six lines down on Gimel Amud Aleph. Abaye Amar Hachi Ketani. Abaye says this is the way to learn our Mishnah. Hakol Shochtin, everybody may shach the lechatchila, vafilu kuti, even a kuti. And when he says a kuti here, he means kuti in the sense of a true kuti, not kuti as a reference to someone who isn't Jewish, but the kuti meaning the Shomronim, the Samaritans who were moved in by the Assyrians, who accepted Judaism in the sense that they wanted to avoid getting eaten by lions because there were wild beasts that were besieging them. But they didn't actually, it seems, accept Judaism in practice. There's some question as to the validity of their conversion. The Gemara is going to come back to that at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. So the general principle regarding a kuti is if he accepts a mitzvah upon himself, we know he's careful and he'll do it properly. That's number one. Number two, we know that they weren't careful about lifnei iver, not to cause other people to stumble. If they think something is treif, they won't eat it. But they have no problem, no compunction about giving it to somebody else to eat. It's just personally they won't. It's your problem. You have to figure that out. So the first line in the Mishnah that says anyone may shecht means even a kuti. This is one of the mitzvahs the kutim are careful about, and therefore he's going to do the shechita properly. When is this true that he may do so? Kishe Yisrael Omid al Gabav, assuming that a Jew is actually watching him. And watching him means a Jew is present the entire Shechita, beginning to end. But if the Jew is only going in and out of the room, so there is a point in time when the Jew is not watching, then you can't have the Kuti do the Shechita. That's all opening level. That's the Reisha in our Mishnah. Then you get to the b'diavad. The im shachad, and if he shechted, the Chotech Kezayis Basar Benosim Lo, then what you do is you give him a piece of meat from his own Shechita. Achlo, if he eats it, Mutar Lachol Mishchita Asav, then you can eat from the Shechita because he wouldn't be eating if it wasn't done right. Lo Achlo, if he doesn't eat, Asar Lachol Mishchita Asav, then you can't eat from his Shechita. So that's the second part of our Mishnah, Parabaye. It's a Kuti with a Jew going in and out, and the Kuti eats. So it's b'di'evad. After the fact, if he eats, we're good. Chutz mecheresh odevakatan. Then we have our interlude about the cheresh odevakatan, whom we said in the Mishnah we don't accept. Da'afilu di'evad namilo. We don't accept it even b'di'evad. Shema yishu, shema yidrasu, v'shema yachlidu, lest they corrupt the shechita, as we've discussed. But then we go to the end of the Mishnah, the Seifa, which says, and if any of them shechted, then it's all, and then with others watching, it's fine. So we say, wait a minute, hey, what could that be talking about? If it was talking about Chereshot Devakatan, Allah Koi, it was just referring to Chereshot Devakatan. It shouldn't have given me a new start, V'chulon Sheshachtu. Kulon, what do you mean? We just said Chereshot Devakatan. So the Im Shachtu Mibayle should say, and if they shachted with others watching, etc. El Akuti, must be referring to the Kuti. But it can't be referring to the Kuti. Ha'amrit, kishi Yisrael omid agav of shachet afilu l'chatchila. We said if a Jew is watching him, his shchita is good, even l'chatchila. So that can't be referring back to the Reisha. So what is the Seifa including? So we say kasha. And remember the principle of kasha. Kasha means, I'm not comfortable with this, but it's not an end of the world question. And what we default to here when we say kasha is that, the last part, the Seifa was talking about chereshot devakatan. That's, I believe, what we're defaulting to there. So that's Abaye's approach. Abaye's approach is our main case that we're going to look at, that we're looking at in this Mishnah is indeed the Kuti case. Okay, Rava is upset.
The first part of the Mishnah is you have to give him something to eat.
The first part of the Mishnah is that you have to give him something to eat. That's not the first part. That's the second part. You read it in three tiers. That'll help you if you don't have the sheet.
The second part is explaining the first part of the
Mishnah. No, it's not. No, that's a bit the muddle. I got to be out of here at 6:25. The way it works is you have a lechatchila line in the Reisha, then you have a b'di'evad line, and then you have a seifa if others watch.
The seifa is talking about where you don't have to give if a cherem roinah, so you don't have to give him something deep. You could eat without giving him.
You want to add that in as another one. Right. The problem is that we explicitly said in the Reisha that if a cherem olim nagabav, he doesn't need to be given something to eat. We already said that in the Reisha, so that they wouldn't be adding anything. Okay, so Rava asks, Amar Rava, v'yotzei v'nichnas l'chatchila lo. He says, if it's yotzei v'nichnas, you're going to tell me that's only good b'di'eved. Yotzei v'nichnas is a perfectly fine method of hashkacha. That's not a b'di'eved. Vatnan, I have a Mishnah which says, ha'miniach v'kochavim b'chanusa v'yisrael yotzei v'nichnas mutar. If you leave someone who isn't Jewish, forget a kuti, you leave someone who isn't Jewish in your store, and there's a Jew going in and out, then mutar, I don't worry that maybe he touched the wine. So I don't understand. Yotzei v'nichnas should be a lechatchila, and it shouldn't be in the b'di'evet tier of our Mishnah. To which the Gemara says, Hasa mikatani meniach, ha meniach katani di'evet. To which he answers, no, the Mishnah you're quoting is actually a b'di'evet. It's at one who leaves. It doesn't say meniach. You may leave an ovei kochavim in your store and be yotzei v'nichnas. That would be lechatchila. It says, one who left an ovei kochavim in his store may assume that the non-Jew didn't touch it. So that's really b'di'evet too. Elamehacha. But Rava's not done. Rava says, I'll challenge you from a different source. Eina shomer tsarech liyaz yoshevu mishamer ela avo bishiyotze v'nechnas mutter. Same section, same discussion about stam yenam. It says, the guard is not obligated to sit there constantly. He can even be yotze v'nechnas. That's lechatchila language. Tosis points out, eino tsarech isn't always lechatchila language. But for our purposes here, because there's a tikkun available afterwards, it is. Eino tsarech because there's no method of being metakin afterwards. If you can be metakin afterwards, then eino tsarech can be a v'diyavid language. But the point for us is, the language here we understand to be lechatchila. So Rava challenges Abaye and says, your case of b'di'evet, with a Jew passing in and out, should really be a lechatchila. So Rava restructures the case. Ella Omar Rava, we're now in the third of the columns. It's the fourth column overall. In my table, for those who have the sheet. Ella Omar Rava, rather Rava says, Hachi Kitani, this is the way to parse our Mishnah. I agree with you, Abaye, it's about a kuti. You just have the structure of the cases incorrectly. Hakol Shochten, anybody may shech lechatchila. Vafilu kuti, even a kuti. Bamedra mamur, and when is that true? This is still the resha. Kishi Yisrael yotze v'nichnas. So assuming that, there's a Yisrael yotze v'nichnas. That's all I need. Not like Abaye who needed a Jew there the entire time, but even with a Jew passing in and out. Aval ba'u mitzahu sheshachat. However, this is now the middle case. If you came in and found that he had already shechted and there was nobody present, chotech kizayis baser v'noselo. So then you just give him a piece to eat, and achlo if he eats it, mutar lechol mishchitasos. You can eat from the shchita. Lo achlo if he doesn't eat it, also lechol mishchitasos. Then you can't eat from his shchita. That's my middle case. If the kuti eats, that means that he did it right, because the kuti knows how to do it right. It's only a question of did he do it right. Chutz mecherishote bekatan dafilu diavet namilo. We again throw in cherishote bekatan, and we don't except even b'diavet shema yishu shema yidrusu shema yachlidu, lest they do the shechita wrong. And then we said in the end in the seifa, and if they shech and someone is watching them, then it's going to be all right. Kulan sheshach v'chulan sheshach to ahei. What's that referring to? Ile mecherishote bekatan alakoi. It can't be cherishot devakatan, because then it shouldn't have sounded like it was starting a brand new case. It should have said, we don't have cherishot devakatan do it, but if they did it, that's what it should have said. Ela akuti, it has to go back to the kuti. But ha'amrit afilu yotze v'nichnas shachet l'chatchila. But you accept it even with yotze v'nichnas. You don't need echad omid al gabav, somebody watching him. Kasha, so once again, just like Abaye, Kasha. That's not what bothers us. What bothers us is you just said, Chereshot Devakatan. You should say, and if they shechted, you don't need to say, you wouldn't need to restart the line, to reboot the line, saying, V'chulan sheshechtu, it's v'im shechtu. That should have been the language. So we say kasha, that's not a really big problem. But but that's Rava. So Abaye and Rava say, we're not talking about a tamei doing shechita, whether chulan al taras hakodesh or kachim, we're talking about the shechita of akuti. Rav Ashi comes along and says, it's not what we're talking about. Rav Ashi says, we're talking about a mumar. That's what we're dealing with. And the mumar that we're talking about here is not like any mumar you've ever met. Okay? Right. Mumar literally is someone who rebels against mitzvos. But what we mean here is a mumar lite avon, number one. Someone who simply doesn't obey the mitzvos when it would be very burdensome or very expensive. He wants things to be easy. But he's also an expert in Hilchos Shechita. The Mordechai writes this, and it's clear from the sugya. He's an expert in Hilchos Shechita. He isn't Avod Avodah Zarah. He isn't Mumer for the Kol HaTorah Kula. He's, generally speaking, he'll do everything right. It's just that if there's a shortcut, he likes to take shortcuts. That's what we mean here when we say a Mumer. So Rav Ashi Omar Hachi Ketani. Rav Ashi says this. Hakol shochtin, the resha of our Mishnah, everybody may shachtas lechatchila, va'afilu Yisrael mumer, even a mumer. Mumer lemai, what kind of mumer? Lechol nevelos letei avon, he eats treif when he really wants treif, and he can't find, as Rashi adds, he can't find any sort of kosher meat available, so he says, alright, so I'll eat treif, big deal. That's what he does. Uch de Rava, as Rava said, da'ama Rava, because Rava says, last line on Gimel Amid Aleph, Yisrael mumer ochol nevelos letei avon, a Jew who is a mumer and who eats nevelos when he's hungry, bodek sakin, so an observant Jew, check a knife for him to determine that it's kosher, then no say lo, and you actually have to give it to him. That's very important. You have to put it into his hand, the Shach says. And then you will be allowed to eat from his shchita. But if you didn't check it, and you didn't check the knife and give it to him, lo yishcha, then he may not shecht. That's our risha. Then our middle case, v'im shachat, and if he shechted without you actually giving him a checked knife, bodek sakino achrov, so you check his knife afterwards. That's my b'diavad case. That's my afterwards case. Nimze sakino yapa, if the knife turns out to be good, mutar lechol mishchitasos, you can eat the shchita, v'im lav, but if not, also lechol mishchitasos, you may not eat from his shchita. Then we throw in cherishot devekatan, chutz mecherishot devekatan, da'afilu di'ebet namilo, even b'di'ebet they're no good, shema yishu, shema yidusu, v'shema yachlidu, lest they corrupt the shchita. And then we get to our seifa, and Rav Ashi has the same problem that Abaye and Rava did. He has nothing to add regarding a mumar. V'chulin sheshachtu ahei. Ilei macherishadu v'katan. If it's talking about cherishadu and katan, alakai. He was already referring to them. V'im shachtu v'boilei. It should just said, and if they shachted. Ela Yisrael mumer. It has to go back to the mumer. But there's nothing to add there. We already know the cases by mumer. Ida badak sakin v'nosei lo. If you already checked the night before you gave it to him, ha'amrit shachil echatchila. You said he can shacht initially. We don't need an omed agabov. Ela de lo badak. And if it's that he didn't check, you didn't check the knife, then ida isil sakin live the gehashta. If the knife is around, check it now. Vida lesa lasak, and if the knife is not around, kacherim roano, so my hobby. What good does it do to have people watching him? They never check the knife. Dilma sakin besakin begumashachit. Maybe he used a bad knife. Kasha, so I have a problem there too. The fundamental reason why Abaye, Rava, and Ravashi have a problem is because the seifa, the case of somebody watching him, requires that there be some circumstance in which he shechted. Right? There has to be some circumstance in which he shechted, and I can't ask him now what happened, but somebody else may have seen. That assumes that there would have been some value to questioning him. When you're dealing with a kuti, or when you're dealing with a mumer, there is no value to questioning him. By the tame, there is value to questioning. I ask him, did you touch the meat or not? And I can believe him, he's trustworthy, so questioning makes sense. When you're dealing with a kuti or a mumer, there is no value to challenging him, did you or didn't you? Because he's not necessarily going to give you the right answer. So therefore, there's nothing to do with the safer case of if others watch. There's nothing to do here. So it has to default to Cheresh HaDivakata. And parenthetically, we only talk here about a mumer l'tayavon. What about a mumer l'hachis? A good old-fashioned mumer who says, I reject this stuff. I don't believe in any of this. So Rashi and Tosus both say his shechita is no good, even if you give him a good knife. Rashi says, because he will disqualify the knife intentionally, which means that if he's watched, then it is going to be good. Right? Tosis is no good because we consider him like an idolater. And therefore, I don't care if he does everything right. It doesn't matter. A non-Jew can't shecht. It's not kosher shechita. He can do everything perfectly. It doesn't make a difference. Tosfos says in Tosfos Kassavra at the bottom of the Yamud that he's like an akum. It's irredeemable. His shechita is no good no matter what. So again, that's our third. It's our third approach. But of the four here, Rabba Bar Ula said it's talking about a tame. Abai and Rabba said kuti with variations in the level of shmira. And Rashi said a mumer l'tayavon. He would gladly be over on Lef Neiver.
For to
ruin
somebody else?
You mean that? I'm sorry. No, a mumer l'tayavon will not violate Lef Neiver. No, Tosfos says he will not. Right, that Tosfos says that's why I don't make him eat it. Because it's not an issue of lifnei either. Not to mention making him eat it won't matter. He doesn't mind eating. But Tosfos says that we don't require him to eat it because he's concerned about lifnei either, whereas the kuti is not correct. Okay. There's a lot more in these Tosfos, and I put it in the footnotes on the sheet. You can see stuff there. But Ravina gives us another approach. Ravina Amar Hachi Ketani. Ravina says this is what we're talking about. We're talking about an issue of expertise. So we say hakol shochten, everybody shechts lechatchila, right? Hakol mumchin shochten. That means anybody who is an expert may check. Expert means that he knows the laws. Mumchin ve'aval pi she'ein muchzakin. Even if he has not demonstrated proficiency, we haven't had him shecht in front of us, and we've seen that everything works out all right. That far we haven't gone. And that's why I need our mission to tell me it's okay. Even though he's not muchzak, that's good. Even lechatchila. B'med ramamrum. When is that true? She'yodin bo she'yodei alomer hachoshchita. He's a mumcha. He can. You quiz him, and he gives you the right answers. Aval ein yodin bo she'yodei alomer hachoshchita lo yishchot. But if you don't know him to be a mumcha, and he's not muchzak, then he shouldn't shecht. However, the second part of our Mishnah, v'im shachat, if he did shecht, then b'di'evet bodkinoso, we interrogate him. Im yodei alomer, hecho shechita mutar lecho mishchitaso, if he knows what he's talking about, you can eat the shechita. V'im lav aser lecho mishchitaso, but if not, you can't eat from his shechita. That was our middle case, right? Where he shechted, and he was not known to be an expert before him, but you checked him afterwards, and he answers all the questions right. Then we throw in Cherisho de Vekatan, Chuzme Cherisho de Vekatan, da filo di Eben Nami lo, Shema Yishu, Shema Yidu, Suba Shema Yachalidu, Cherisho de Vekatan is no good, lest he mess up the act of Shechita. And then we say, Vekulan Sheshachtu, hey, what do you do with Vekulan Sheshachtu? In the Seifa, what is that talking about? Ile ma Cherisho de Vekatan alakai, Vim Shachtu mi Baile. If we're talking about the Cherisho de Vekatan, the language is wrong. Ella, Ashein Mumchin, it must be talking about the person who's not an expert. But Bibotkino, so Sagi. All you have to do do is test him afterwards. To which he answers, this works. The less I come on to live decay, where he's no longer around, he's unavailable for me to test. So that's the idea. Because again, we're now back to the Tameh case. It's a person you would trust. If he was around, I would question him. Since he's not around to question, if people watched him and they saw it was done right, that's good enough. Just like the Tameh. I would believe him if he said he didn't touch the meat. He's not around for me to ask. People watched and saw he didn't touch the meat. That's good enough. That's the idea. So that's Ravina number one, is that it's about expertise. V'ika de Amri, alternate version of Ravina. Ravina Amar Hachi Kitani. Ravina said, this is what we're saying. Hakol Shochten, everybody shechts. Hakol Muchzakin Shochten. It's not that I need an expert. I need someone who has demonstrated that he can shecht and not faint. That's my concern. Muchzakin, afapi she'en mumchen, even if they haven't demonstrated that they are experts. Tosfos says, doesn't mean we know they don't know. Tosfos says, we don't know whether they're learned or not. If you know that he doesn't know what he's doing, we're not going to have him do a shchita. Even b'dieved, it wouldn't be good. So it's someone who has demonstrated that he can shecht without fainting, but we don't know that he actually knows all the ins and outs of Shechita. That's our Lechatchila case. When is this true? He shechted two or three times in front of us and didn't faint. The two or three, the Rashash points out, I think the Ritva has it also, is because remember we have a debate about how you establish Chazaka? Right? Whether Chazaka is established doing something twice or doing something three times? Right? You remember this discussion. So therefore it's two or three, depending on which view you take to establish a Chazaka. Rashi, when he brings it, only says three, because that's halach lamaisa, what we say. So he needed to shech two or three times in front of us without fainting. That's our lechatchila. But if he didn't do that, he didn't do the two or three times, he shouldn't shech, shema yisalef, lest he faint. And if he, by the way, it doesn't mean literally fainting, it's becoming weak, and therefore doesn't do it properly. But if he shechted, this is now the middle of our Mishnah, and he said, I know for sure I didn't faint. Shchitas of Shaira. That's fine. We believe him. He's credible. Chutz mecheresh devakata. We then throw in the cheresh devakata. And afilu diyevet nami lo. Even with diyevet, he doesn't. Shema yishu, shema yidusu, shema yachalidu. Lest he corrupt the act of shchita. And then we get to the seifa. V'chulin sheshachtu ahei. What is the v'chulin sheshachtu talking about? Ile mecheresh devakata. And if it's not mecheresh devakata, alakai. It's already talking about them. V'im shachtu mibayale. It should just say, and if they did. It must be talking about where they are not muhzak. The guy has no track record. But then why don't you just ask him? We said it's enough if he says, I know I didn't faint. The less they come on to the shaylei, it's where he's no longer present to ask. So if somebody watched and saw he didn't faint, we're good. So those are the different versions of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara needs to ask, why do we have multiple versions? Why doesn't each one just side with the other? And that's the last line in your table, showing the weakness of each approach. Ravina v'rabba right, the three middle ones, Abayi, Rava, and Ravashi, were rejected by the others because of the Seifa, which they couldn't explain, where they got stuck with Kasha. They didn't like Rabbi Bar Ula, his first approach, because of our challenge from Lamed Aleph from the base. We said this already appeared about Tamei Shechting Kachim. We already knew that. According to the explanation you gave, that this is the essence over here, our discussion Chulin is the essence and Zvachim is piggybacking on us. Adarabba, just the opposite. Hasam Iker. Zvachim should be the essence. Dibakachim Kai, because that's talking about Karbanos. That's where you present a law about Tamei Shechting Kodesh. Lahach Lishna Damrit Hasamaker, and according to your answer, that you're right. Zvachim is the main thing. V'acha Aydi Detana Tamei Bechul and Tana Nami Tamei B'mukdashin, and here we only brought it to piggyback on the discussion about the Tamei Shechting Chul and Altaras HaKodesh. Tamei Bechul and Gufei Lo Itzrichalei. Chul and Shnazo Altaras HaKodesh Lavka Kodesh Damu. He says you didn't need to say it here, because you didn't even need to bring that a Tamei can Shecht Chulin. Chulin that are done Altaras HaKodesh are still not Kachim, so therefore I didn't need it here. So that's why I don't like Rabbi Ula's read of our Mishnah, it's really unnecessary. We wouldn't need our Mishnah for that purpose. Kulu ki Ravina lo Amri, they don't follow Ravina about the expertise one. Laach Lishna Damar Mumchin in Shein Mumchin lo, taking Ravina number one, that it's about an expert who has not demonstrated proficiency. Rov Mitzuyin Eitz Ashchita Mumchin Hein. Most Shochtim are Mumchin, and therefore my default assumption is always that he is an expert, that he knows what he's doing, and therefore it's not a bidiyeved if someone shechts without being tested first. And Laach Lishna Damar Muchzakin in Shein Muchzakin lo, and if you'll take Ravina number two, that it's about demonstrating you don't faint, La Lufei lo Chayshinan, we don't assume that people who shecht are going to faint. So therefore, again, it wouldn't be bidieved if a person shechted without a track record. You see the weakness? I put it also in the bottom thing. Don't tell me that it's only good. There's only good bidieved if you're not known to be an expert. Everybody's an expert. And don't tell me that it's only good bidieved if you're not known to be safe from fainting. Everybody's assumed to be safe from fainting.
You mentioned the Mordechai that a mumra has to be a mumcha.
Yeah, he has to know what he's doing.
You say right between even a mumra
in a chanami. In a chanami, the Mordechai was just saying, clarifying to make sure you understand, because you live with a mumra, people might not assume
extra
that.
By a mumra,
right? No, it isn't extra. No, it's the same as everybody else. Rava lo amar ke Abaye. Rava did not go with Abaye's approach. Ki kushye, like the question that he actually asked in the Gemara, right? Abaye said that lechatchila he has to have somebody watching him the whole time, and Rava said, "What do you mean? We don't require that. Yotzei v'nechnas is sufficient." So that's why Rava didn't follow Abaye. Abaye lo amar ke Rava, but Abaye disagreed with Rava because he said, "You can't prove me anything from your wine case." Because Hasam lo naga, in the wine case, he's not actually touching it, he's just in the store. Hacha naga, here he's doing the act of shechita, I require a higher degree of protection. You're right, Yotzev Nechlas is good regarding the wine case, but it's not going to work for this case. Rav Ashi lo amar ketravayu. Rav Ashi didn't take Abaye or Rava and said instead it's a mumer l'tayavon. Why? Kesavar kutim gerei arayosim. Because he says kutim are not kosher gerim in the first place, he's not Jewish. He's not considered Jewish. Tosus explains. Here, it's because not just that their motive was bad, they were trying to get away from the lions, but also they didn't observe. Because the rule in general, as pointed out in Yevamos Chavdalet, is if someone converts with a bad motivation, but he practices all the mitzvos, I don't care if it was out of fear of lions or whatever. It's still a kosher conversion. The problem here is bad motivation and they didn't practice. Abaye lo amar ke Rav Ashi. Abaye did not follow Rav Ashi because lo svira lehad de Rava, because he didn't accept the statement of Rava that Rav Ashi relied on. Rav Ashi relied on Rava's statement that if a mumer is given a good knife, we assume he did the act properly. Right? That was Rav Ashi required that. Abaye doesn't agree. Abaye says the fact that you gave him a good knife doesn't mean he did a shechita right. Ela Rava my time lo amar ke Shmaisei. But why doesn't Rava agree with Rav Ashi? Rav Ashi is depending on Rava's own statement. Right? Rav Ashi says, I accept the mumer lechatchila if you give him a good knife because Rava says so. So why didn't Rava himself give that explanation of our Mishnah? The answer is because Rava agrees in principle with Rav Ashi. However, he knew Abaye didn't agree with that idea that you give the guy a good knife. And therefore, Rava said, within your view, Abaye, that you don't agree with me about giving a mumer a knife, our Mishnah is talking about a kuti with a Jew passing in and out lechatchila, with no Jew, but the kuti eats, b'dieved. That's the way that Rava takes it, just to satisfy it. B'v'leilo svirulei. He himself is good with Rav Ashi's explanation of our Mishnah. And we'll pick up tomorrow.